I'm John Motter. I'm a United Soybean Board Director from Ohio. I chair the Customer Focus Action Team.
All right, John, tell me first, what is this Customer Focus Action Team? What is it?
Well, we're divided. You know, there's 70 of us directors from across the country. So we split our board down into focus groups. The Customer Focus Action Team would be one of those groups. And, you know, everything's about the customer. You know, whether you're talking about my fellow farmers, the elevator, the end user, the people that make those products happen in between, they're all our customers. And then there's those customers across the sea that we sell our products to. They are our customers. So customer focus, we're drilling down into what are their needs and how do we serve the needs of the customer.
So what we're doing here today at the soy bio-based stakeholders dialogue is really a lot of this is talking about new uses for soybeans. It seems like soybeans can be used for any number of things, right?
Oh, it's so versatile. You know, hundreds of products that we make out of soybean oil and soybean meal. And, you know, it's fascinating and it's exciting to be a part of it.
As a soybean farmer yourself, how do you feel about the potential for this crop to be able to do, to serve all the needs that it serves, not just for food, for feed, for fuel, and for new products like this?
Well, I just, you know, I love having a product that's more diversified. You know, the sky seems to be the limit of what else we can do. And anytime you're making something, you're producing something, you want many, many people who want to use that product. So it's exciting.
Well, we're here at George Washington University. What's the connection here? Why are we here?
Well, we're here because of sustainability at the university with Catherine Milligan. And, you know, it's just a great venue in our nation's capital, looking at the bio-based products and connecting people to people so that they can do more.
Well, how do you feel about the program this year?
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful thing. I mean, I'm glad that we were welcomed here, and I'm so happy to see all of these people registered that are very interested in how to make a product that they are very proud of, make it better, use it for more things, expand their success. So it's a great idea.
We've got a lot of companies here that are showing off some of the new things you can do with soybeans, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and there's, you know, we have a new farm bill, and there's a component of that that expands those uses. So we want to figure out not just what it is, but how do we all capitalize upon that?
You have a very strong advocate in the Senate, in Debbie Stabenow, who has been a very strong advocate for bio-based products. I know she actually had a hearing about that today. So that's really helped out a lot, hasn't it?
Well, certainly. And there again, why are we here? It's because these folks can go to Washington and accomplish two things at the same time. Piggybacking off of that hearing is just a great idea. You know, it makes more use of their time. And we're talking about people that are small business innovators. You know, I'm a small business. If I invest my money to travel here, I want to get as much out of it as I can. So we're trying to give them as much as we can give them.
When we talk about customer focus, and we're here in Washington, D.C., one of the best customers you could have for these kind of bio-based products is the U.S. government. Are you making headway into getting the government to use more bio-based products?
Well, of course we are. There's a bio-preferred program with the federal government making people look at the green industry first. You know, not telling them to spend more of our money to do it, but certainly recognize that there are opportunities to green up their purchases.
Well, finally, John, tell me what you think about the crop this year. How is it looking so far?
Well, my crop looks wonderful. When I look holistically across the country, you know, I've seen some folks who are having challenges with water. You know, I saw on Facebook this morning one of my fellow directors has had 7 inches of rain in the last 3 days. There's pictures there of two-thirds of the field being underwater. It's not a good day in the life of a farmer when his crop is swimming.
But still, you are supposed to have a larger crop, more planted acreage this year, right?
Well, there's more acres of soybeans this year, absolutely. But Mother Nature has a great way of equalizing everything. So we will tell you in the fall how good the crop is.
Right, not over till it's over. Well, thanks a lot, John. I'm looking forward to the program and happy to be here at the Soy Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue in Washington, D.C. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.